Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 30th of December 2023. Today's topic is connecting people with Christ. Our text today is taken from John chapter 1 verses 35 through 42. Verse 35. Again the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples. And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? Verse 39. He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day. For it was about the 10th hour. Verse 40. One of the two which heard John speak, and followed him, was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. Verse 42. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation, a stone. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 1 verses 40 and 41. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. There was a noisome uproar of joy in a community when it was eventually connected to the national grid. The community had been in total darkness for years, despite the fact that its neighboring towns were enjoying uninterrupted electricity power supply. The scenario above describes the life of sinners or communities that have not accepted Jesus Christ, the light of the world, as their Lord and Savior. They grope in darkness of sin, and God's judgment hovers over them. The Bible text this morning presents a big challenge to all Christians. Just as Andrew connected his brother, Simon Peter, to Christ, and Philip connected Nathanael to Christ, they must strive to connect sinners in their reach to Christ. Through intercessory prayer, personal evangelism, and sharing of gospel messages through the social media, you can connect many sinners in your school and the global community to Christ. Quote for the day: Strive to connect sinners. The challenge for today is: connect sinners with Christ through social media. Prayer. Lord, make me a soul winner. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.